rediscover the facets of yourself that have been kept hidden away for far too long. For just $1, you can take a journey and make it your ultimate transformation. Center of the Sun Plus offers more tools, support, and community to help you explore your inner realms. Click the link in the description to join today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hello, hello. It is Sunday, and you are listening to an all-new episode of Center of the Sun. It's season two of your favorite culture, society, and science podcast. Thank you for listening. I am CenterSun21 on Twitter, and we are having fun today. Oh my God. These headlines, this news. The apocalypse. I feel like it's coming. Get your house in order. Get it in order. Because I don't know what to feel. But no. The U.S. took the house. I hope we might take the Senate. It was like, oh, we had a mediocre election result. No, that has actually shifted. Yesterday on Joy Reid, or AM Joy with Joy Reid, she reported that... She reported that several states are still counting ballots. So, I don't know. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the Supreme Court Justice, had the nerve to fall and hurt herself again. She fell about 2 years ago and broke a rib. But I'm like, girl, you cannot step down yet. Yeah, if Trump gets another Supreme Court pick, oh, hell no. Oh, my. Oh, Lord. Oh, my gosh. I hope we take the Senate just in case, because her ass is too old for me, too old for my liking to be on somebody's Supreme Court, because she's like she's our warrior. She's the only one we got left, really. And Joy Reid also reported yesterday that not only is the U.S. the new U.S. Attorney General, sorry, I'm like scared. Not only is the U.S. Attorney General illegally appointed and not, he hasn't been nominated or confirmed by the Senate, which is against the Constitution. It's unconstitutional, it's odd. But he doesn't believe in the separation of church and state. And if that's not The Handmaid's Tale, I don't know what is, because if that's the case, then black people don't really exist in that show. And then also gay people are murdered in cold blood. So yay us. Oh, my God. Oh, I can't wait for the future. I seriously cannot wait. Speaking of the future, the Center of the Sun is now being broadcast live on Devon Radio. So you're welcome. We are trying some new stuff here to make sure that our message is sent as far and wide as possible. So podcasting, though it is inexpensive, is not free. So the return on the investment, I'm like, the only thing I'm investing in are people. So I need to have as many people listening to this as possible, because there is no money. There is no profit out of this. This is purely for the sake of other people like me, specifically men who have sex with men, but anybody can listen to it. Black men who have sex with other men. I'm just trying to give us a space in which we can start living how we see it, not on anyone else's terms. And that's why today's episode is called Alone. It's not anything depressing like Lil Uzi Vert. Like, this is not a Lil Uzi Vert music video or like Nicki Minaj. Like, that was, I wish Nicki Minaj would have stayed in that space of music. It wasn't perfect, but it was like ever since she linked up with Lil Uzi Vert and got like a little bump in her fame again, it went to her head, or the drugs. I think it's the drugs, but that's fine. I don't judge, but I also miss that Nicki Minaj when "You'll Get Over It," that like one where she's in a cabin on the floor. Like, that's what I want to see from her. And now she's like half naked on a tree, and I'm like, okay, well, you got the wood part down. She's like obsessed with wood all of a sudden, goodness gracious. But anyway, I forgot what I was talking about. Oh my god, Lil Uzi Vert. Oh yeah, this is not, it's not depressing. It's not about, this is not a Lil Uzi Vert music video. I obviously don't write a script. This is not a Lil Uzi Vert music video, so we can't be depressed today. But I wanted to acknowledge today some conspiracy theories that I've stumbled upon, because we've been led to believe a lot of things, new age ideas, a whole bunch of stuff. And I'm like, and it never dawned on me. Well, actually, it has dawned on me multiple times. I remember when I was a kid, my mom was a choir director. And one night during rehearsal, one woman from another church who was a colleague of her, of my mom's, came in and was gave us this rant about Oprah and how we shouldn't, and about how we shouldn't be buying into Oprah's new age ideas of religion, because specifically she omits Christ, Jesus Christ, in her spiritual, you know, when she, like, it was like 10, 15 years ago, she like revolutionized her thing when OWN came out and all that kind of stuff. And she was doing a lot of interviews about spirituality and stuff, but she was omitting certain things around Jesus. She was just talking about spirituality. And eventually she, and I never disagreed with her ever. And actually I bought into it a lot. I bought the books, you know, or whatever. Because I, being raised Baptist, that was like, okay, girl, but this church damns me to hell. So I don't know who to believe, you know? So that's why this episode was called Alone, because I wanted to explore what happens when we are by ourselves in spaces. It doesn't matter, in your car, in your house, whatever. Are you alone when you are actually alone? And we have been led to believe that that answer is yes. That our thoughts and our feelings and our intentions and our aspirations and our, and in the end, the bad things too about ourselves, our vices and our shortcomings, we believe that as long as we do those things in private, they have no effect on anybody else. And I call it a conspiracy theory because we are taught things about spirit and about religion out of context. So I wanted to explore some ideas today. I also wanted to give a special shout out to my number one fan on Twitter. His handle is Knowing Jai, I believe, J-A-I. And he has been my fan since day one. And I would like to send a special shout out to him, because not only is he a handsome black man who also enjoys culture, society, and science podcasts, he gave me a great idea. Because he screenshotted the album, or the not the album artwork. Well, technically the artwork of the show, and tweeted it to me in early October and was like, "You're in my lineup of like weird alien conspiracy theory podcasts." And I'm like, "Yes, I want that. Is my that's my lane." Like, if you want to put me in a lane, put me in the lane with the weirdos. I love them. I have a subscription to YouTube just so I can watch all the weirdos in the world, because being normal is cool. And I consider myself a pretty normal person. I get up and go to work. I eat lunch. I skip breakfast most days. That's the one normal thing I don't do. But I get up, go to work, come home, get up, go to work, come home. And this is why I have all these damn hobbies. And you see me doing all this stuff with with technology and experimenting. And this is really an experimental podcast, honestly. And I wanted to thank Knowing Jai for reminding me that I don't have to adhere to anyone's particular thing, and that I will fit into a lane naturally. And that's why Center of the Sun exists, because we're just trying to give ourselves more information, more tools, not less. So thank you, at Knowing Jai on Twitter. I look forward to tweeting with you and talking about bullshit on Black Twitter. This is ridiculous. Twitter is so ridiculous, but I love it. So apparently somebody got cheated on or something. I have no idea. It's like a reality show. Oh my God. So I want to write a story. Okay. Please don't steal my story. But I want to write a story about an apocalypse in which all Black people are raptured, like up to heaven. And then the world is like shitty, like with just like non-Black people just living here and they're living their best life, which is terrible. But the only thing that exists, the only evidence that Black people ever existed, is an archive of Twitter. And somebody mines it and then figures out that there's this Black subset of Twitter, and like, what is Black Twitter? And then why is it so ridiculous? Where all these people come from? Why there's so much porn and selfies and jokes and stuff? But like, who are these Black people? Like, I want to write a story about that. But anyway, you can steal it or collaborate with me. That'll be fine. I probably won't write it anyway. It'll be in my head. But because I'm too ridiculous with my thoughts, I'm a very high energy person. So when I get an idea in my head, it's like I might get to it. I might not. And if not, I don't care, because I got 3 million other things I want to do. I wanted to do some finger painting yesterday, but I ended up buying $80 worth of crystals, and I took my ass right home. Like, no, Devon, you're doing too much. But I fell in love. I fell in love with those crystals. And I use crystals because they make me feel fucking high. It's like the weirdest feeling ever, but I have a connection to crystals. Everything on the earth has energy, and energy resonates with you in various ways. I just happen to resonate with crystals. And so I went in on some rocks and spent $80, and I was like, let me go home, because I wanted to do a bunch of stuff, a bunch of errands, but the universe just like, I just went there and I had exactly enough money. Like, literally I had $80 in my pocket. I did not intend on spending that $80, but literally my bill was $79 even, and then I needed $1 to get out of the lot. And I was like, well, if that's not fucking the Lord Jesus Christ telling me to buy crystals, I don't know what it is. I don't know what is. And then I came home and recharged them and cleansed them. And I slept with some last night. Oh my God. Y'all don't even know. Like, if you have any hesitations about the power of the power that's inside of you and how that interacts with the power in the world and like Mother Earth and like God or your higher power, because oh God. But anyway, before I get into our topic at hand, because we're going to talk about science, but not so, okay. We've been talking about string theory because I wanted to talk about string theory because I've been excited about the fact that we as a science community, have detected gravitational waves. And, you know, two big ass supernovas crashed together. We were able to observe them in whatever roundabout way, but it was possible and it was proven with math, whatever. YouTube it, Google it. We've been able to prove a lot of stuff that Albert Einstein predicted like hella long ago. And that's exciting to me. Because I was already reading Elegant Universe by Brian Greene. I watched the PBS show in my science class in high school, ended up reconnecting with the book a few years ago. And then years after that, it was proven, like with a machine with the Large Hadron Collider and all that shit. They were able to do some weird stuff with like vibrations, and they figured out. It's really cool, and I wish I studied physics, but I just didn't, so I can't explain it. But I believe that at a fundamental level, everything in the universe is a vibration, is a string, is a filament of energy. Like, literally everything. So a crystal resonates with you because it has a certain vibration. It vibrates at a certain frequency, and that frequency interacts with your body. And I wish Donald Trump would interact with some frequencies, because his ass is going insane. No, he's not. I feel bad because he has dementia. Like, clearly, I wish I never touched any intoxicating substance, because I'm like, ooh, I don't want to have dementia. We don't know where dementia comes from and Alzheimer's and all that kind of stuff. But I think the more you play with your brain with like drugs and alcohol and not going to school and being stupid and fighting and shit and playing football and bash your head against shit. Like, I think that all plays into like how many neurons are you going to have by the time you get old? I want to have as many as possible. I'm scared because I like being smart. Like, what if you get old and get dumb? Like, I don't want to get dumb. I want to get smarter. But anyway, Donald Trump is like really out here, really just being a whole not being a president. I don't even know what to call him, because I don't even want to. At this point, it's just sad. And now that we've regained control of something, of a check in some way, he's now worse. So I hope we get the Senate. He's ridiculous. So today at 7:16 a.m., USA Today has reported that the president of France, Macron, I don't know, and a bunch of other world leaders rebuke nationalism. And that's because our president just went to a fucking event about World War One because his daddy or his great-granddaddy, whoever, you know, there were Nazi funders. But basically, French President Emmanuel Macron, who has criticized Trump's America's First policy, used his speech to decry excessive nationalism at the root of the First World War, succeeding conflicts, and the succeeding conflicts, the ones that happened after like World War II. So USA Today goes on to report that, quote, nationalism is a betrayal of patriotism, Macron told a gathering of world leaders that range from Russian President Vladimir Putin to German Chancellor Angela Merkel, as well as Donald Trump's dumb ass. Speaking at the centennial of the armistice, that's enough. I can't even read this because it's crazy. Why are we associated with white nationalism? Oh my God, I can't. So moving along, that's what's happening in society right now with our government. We look like a bunch of dumbasses. Another thing I saw on Fox News, they were sitting up on live TV criticizing Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the youngest woman who was ever elected to Congress. So young means like I don't have 30 years of experience and subsequently if any savings, you know, because I haven't worked long enough. And if I do have savings, I can't touch them because I'm too young. Dumbass. But sorry, I'm really mad because they really tried it on Fox News. All these like rich white people with blonde hair like sitting up talking about this brown girl, like she's a piece of trash. Like, well, you should have known that before you was gonna be elected. Like, what's wrong with you? Like, why don't you got no money? Like, bitch, it's a job. What? She got a new job and can't. And normally, like, you would be able to negotiate a moving expense like that if it's, you know, if it's from, anyway. You can't negotiate moving expenses as an elected official, dumbass. So they were sitting up talking about she needed to be smarter, or like, look at this socialist being up here. Like, nah, bitch. First of all, we already got socialism in the United States. Oh, you didn't know. Well, it caught me red-handed. The stupid memes on Twitter. But anyway, you didn't know that we already practice socialism in the United States. How about let's like pick a federal service? Mail. I don't know. There are a lot of socialist things. Medicare. That's a socialized idea. Let's find something else. The EPA. You know, like there's all these ideas that were born out of socialism, because what's good for society is good for an individual. And there's enough shit like food, water, space, air, medicine, technology. There's enough for everybody and then some. But CNBC reported yesterday that 1 year ago, you could find Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez working behind the bar at Flats Fix, a small taqueria. Taqueria. Trying to speak Spanish. Near Union Square. Come January, you will find her in Washington, D.C., representing New York's District 14, because they wanted her to be their representative, not because she was rich. But anyway, good luck to her. I hope Fox News gets their life together, and I hope they lose all their money. Like, you can't sit up and talk about people not having money and expect yours to just be consistent for the rest of your life. Because watch, karma's a bitch, and you will be shamed on TV, Fox and Friends, whatever the hell. Fox and, oh God, I can't. But anyway, also in technology news, because I shouted out Mojave and the iPhone 10 last episode, I think, or one of the episodes. And I kind of have to take my shout out back, because Mojave is interesting as an operating system. It has definitely slowed my computer way down. I bought this like $2,000 computer to now have to restart all the time. So it was my fault. I did not get the fastest memory or the most memory that I could. I bought the computer with the intention of upgrading it, but not so soon, because the damn operating system is now slowing it down. So anyway, if you haven't upgraded to Mojave, I would say wait for the next release. Just saying. Or the next update. Not the next release of a... Excuse me. Excuse me. Not the next release of the operating system. The next release of an update. Also, Endegadget reported on Apple News that Apple has admitted that there are a few hardware issues with the iPhone 10 and 10. Oh, not the 10S, but just the iPhone 10s. There are some hardware issues. That's why I don't buy brand new phones. Like when they come out, like if they invent a whole new thing, I always wait till the second one because I know the first one's trash. So you have, if you're experiencing issues with the display, they are fixing it. So thanks, Apple, for that. Great. Great news. Totes preesh. But anyway, what are you reading? I would like to know. Please send me your articles, your headlines, your daily news to host@centersun21.com. I am checking that email constantly. Thank you for listening. You all are the best listeners in the world. But if you have anything you would like me to share to the masses, please send it my way. You can also tweet me at centersun21.com Sorry. You can also tweet me at CenterSun21 on Twitter. But anyway, what are you looking at in culture? What are we doing in culture today? So I wanted to shout out Ashley Simpson and Evan Ross. Tell me why. So I didn't know they were married, which is cute. I'm like, oh, I feel bad for celebrities. On the read, they were talking about how, like, Kid Fury and them, they were talking about, Kid Fury and Crystal on the read, were talking about celebrity dating and how it's, like, just them, like, they aren't, like, superstars, but because they're recognizable, like, even they can't date because people are weird. And I'm like, oh, damn. That's a good point because I wouldn't be able to put my feelings down. I'm very expressive. I'd be like, oh my God, you are so pretty. Like, oh, I would be doing so much all the time. I wouldn't be able to be normal either with somebody that I see on TV and stuff. And people are on TV all the time, but like people that you admire, like I wouldn't be able to sit by Beyonce and not like be weird. And I'm pretty good with people. Like I can like put my feelings down, but when it comes to celebrities, I feel bad that they can't date. So Evan Ross, I wanted to shout out Evan Ross and Ashley Simpson because Apple Music just gave me their music. And I listened to it. It was like a little EP. I was like, Evan Ross, like Angel, like cuz he always played this character that I loved, Angel. I forget what movie it was, but it was like a gay role that he played. And he was Diana Ross's, and he's very recognizable by his eyes because he's Diana Ross's, like, is he a son of Diana Ross? I don't know. I think he might be a son. But he also sings, and he sings with, like, kind of like a nasally feeling to it, and so do I. So I feel validated in my singing abilities, even though I feel like I sound weird, but he sounds great. And Ashley Simpson sounds great too. Ashley Simpson is nostalgic for me. So I'm like the best of both worlds. Like this is amazing. And then the music is great. And it gave me pop and like a little bit of just like a touch of like R&B adjacentness. I liked it. I really did. And I listened to it in my car too. And it was very good. So please check out Evan Ross and Ashley Simpson. They're married. And I'm like, well, celebrities have to be married. Like, why do celebrities only go with each other? It's because we're fucking weirdos. And we can't keep a secret. And, oh, if I ever fucked a celebrity, I could keep a secret. Because I would want to maintain the relationship. But anyway, because I would want to, like, probably be invited back, maybe, one day. So if you are checking out any new music or new movies or anything, please give me a shout out at CenterSun21 on Twitter. Also, I cut my cable. I was paying a lot of money for cable, and actually, I cut my cable, and the cable company has a streaming-only service as well. I use Spectrum. So if you have a high cable bill and don't really and aren't like 100% committed to your DVR, you can go streaming only and keep your cable box for $7 a month. So I cut my bill by nearly like 125%, like I did. So yay me, yay culture, less culture, because it was tearing me away from my passion projects. And my passion projects are a direct link to my next steps in life. So I'm like, I gotta get on it. I can't be sitting here watching TV all day looking at the dumbest stuff in the world. What are your thoughts? Tweet me at CenterSun21 on Twitter. If you cut your cable, why did you cut your cable? Was it just too expensive, or does it literally give you anxiety to look at it? Because that was both for me. So, are you alone right now? Huh? I put out a promo video earlier this week that was like kind of like a stream of consciousness. It was, it started off like coffee,
when I drink coffee, da 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 da.
And I felt a certain kind of way, and I wrote this entry a few days ago in my journal, and I, because it got me thinking, I voted on Tuesday, on last Tuesday, or whatever day it was, I forget when the election was, November 6th, I voted, and that day was also the death anniversary of a close relative of mine, and I didn't understand why on the days prior to voting day, I was feeling like a piece of shit. Like, literally, I was snapping at a staff meeting. Like, no amount of venting would help me. Like, no amount of beer would make me feel better. And it didn't dawn on me until my aunt sent a group text about this death. That this is only my second time coming to this anniversary, and I forgot, because I think, well, my conscious brain forgot. The conscious part of my brain forgot. And when I got in my car and saw that text message, everything flooded back, and I was like, oh my God, like, not only did I take off work unconsciously, I was just like, I can't go to work today. Like, I'm gonna kill somebody. Like, I just feel very spicy, and I didn't want to take it out on anybody, and I didn't understand why, so I just stayed home, and I realized that even though I was I voted, I showered, you know, I was doing all the things that I would consciously do, but subconsciously my body knew, sit your ass at home, because something's coming. And I was like, oh my God. And then in that moment, I was like, I am not alone. I'm not. And well, of course, I'm alone right now. But when I analyze aspects of my behavior, like making coffee or voting or whatever, I start to wonder. I just have a few questions, okay? So follow me, okay? Why do I seem to continue moving even when my body doesn't? Why do things continue to move when I am at a standstill? And I guess that would be my higher self. These are rhetorical questions. But if you would like to answer them, please tweet me at CitrusHun21 on Twitter, or you can email me your thoughts at host@centersun21.com. Your spirit, when you wake up in the morning, what is the first thing that you do? You look at your phone? Do you stretch out your arms? Do you stuff your boner back in your underwear like me? I'm ridiculous. What about yawning, coughing, like I just did? You, the person, you started that action. But that's where it gets fuzzy. Is that where the action or behavior begins? And I ask that because what about the moments prior to opening your eyes or coughing or looking at your phone or whatever? What caused that? Who gave the command to open your eyes? From what place does that awareness flow? I want to encourage you to start recognizing those unconscious actions you take on a daily basis. Particularly in terms of thinking or learning new things, do you immediately shut down certain topics? Like, are you a staunch Christian and even the mention of me talking about interacting with crystals is like evil or something? Like, are you so set in sexuality that you don't believe that men can have sex with other men and still go to heaven? Are your thoughts so permanent that you barely even think of why they are there in the first place? Who gave you those thoughts? And I know that self-assurance is enticing. It allows us to move throughout our day with ease. And I want to ask you, is that ideal? Is easy the best course of action to take or want to take? In one of my episodes earlier, I claimed that faith is the sum of all possible futures that exist in the fourth dimension. And to someone who just jumped into my show, that might seem like a joke, but I'm so serious. Possible futures only need one thing. Do you know what that thing is? Well, that thing is you. You have to manifest those things you cannot see. That's faith. What if you are manifesting reality without your knowledge? Because you just assumed you were alone. That the thoughts that are gathering in the front of your head are the same as the ones that are gathering in the back of your head or in the middle or in the pineal gland or outside of your brain in spaces that we cannot see, like in the fourth dimension or the fifth dimension. What if you're manifesting reality without your knowledge? That is like crazy to me. Does the vibration of your atoms have anything to do with your perception and subsequently your reality? Your energy, do you manifest the world you live in? So, Oprah is to blame for me coming up with some new ideas, but I believe her to a degree. And I appreciate the fact that she used her platform to spread these ideas, but the conspiracy, there's a conspiracy in there, I swear to God. Swear to God. Where did these New Age ideas come from? And why do we even call them New Age ideas? Well, do you want to know my theory at Knowing Jai on Twitter? Wait for it. Oh God, you're going to think I'm crazy. Aliens. It is aliens. It is. I promise. And you know why? Because I stumbled upon some YouTube videos of people who meditate and hold crystals and use magic and do, you know, occult stuff. And even though I don't ascribe to those ideas, because even though I particularly believe, I have like a kind of a, like a pantheon theory about higher powers. And because I've been baptized, I'm like, well, I mean, Jesus is in the pantheon. I guess I'll just choose Christianity, not white Christianity, not white God, not the Christianity that chooses to use the Bible to oppress people. But I believe, like Oprah, that the consciousness of Christ is what Christianity is, striving to be Christ-like. That's what Christian means. And even though I don't ascribe or practice Christianity, I do identify with the Christ consciousness. And because I've been baptized, I might as well continue, because I think everybody's right. So even though a Hindu god is different than a Christian god, in the pantheon, you better make a choice and stick to it. But I came across all these videos on YouTube, and these people, they make jewelry and they talk about crystals and energy and all that kind of stuff, and higher self and conscious like and gods and the like. And we accept them. We accept these ideas because Oprah made it normal. And I accepted them because Oprah made it look very normal and very sane. But growing up in church, we were always warned, like at choir rehearsal, about this New Age spirituality. And Oprah seemingly denied the importance of Jesus at some point. And I think she corrected it because the backlash was, okay, girl, what? This is America. We are Christians. Well, Oprah denied the importance of Jesus at some point, but she didn't deny him as a person, but just as like the Son of God. And now I understand why she said the things that she said, and I actually do believe her. And about 10 years ago, Oprah and Eckhart Tolle convinced me that I have a power that is within me, and all I had to do was be present and live in the now and like, yeah, yes, yeah, da, da, da. But the book that I read was geared towards mothers, so I never finished it. It was geared towards like, how do you interact with your children, and like, how do you do this thing and like not be stressed out? And at the time I gravitated towards it because I was like not understanding Christianity and how I fit in it, because all the black people at my college like were mean to me and they were all fucking Christians. But I took out, but I took lessons out of it at that time. And for a long time, that was all the spirituality that I needed. So the other day, a coworker of mine, who is a devout Jehovah's Witness, shared with me that Lucifer had children and they were considered giants. Now, I knew that Lucifer had children, but I didn't know that they were considered giants. So Jehovah's Witnesses, they have very interesting views of Jesus. And apparently Jesus is not Jehovah. Jehovah's the creator, like God, but I believe in the Holy Trinity, whatever. So, but they don't believe in it. They believe that Jesus was like, he was up there, but he wasn't the creator. And over the past few weeks on YouTube, I've been looking at these other conspiracy theorists like David Wilcox. Don't call me crazy, but he's on History Channel for Ancient Aliens. And he has all these videos on YouTube claiming that he has evidence that supports the presence of giants that still live today. And they are still trying to destroy the world through, guess what? The Illuminati. And that these people, these sons of Lucifer, are in underground bases fighting us, at us as in the U.S. government, like Barack Obama's ass and Donald Trump and the command, you know, like we're fighting underground threats. And for instance, like, you know how California was in a drought? That was caused by some of these negative forces. And the only reason why they're back, well, now they're back in forest fire land, but the only way that initial drought resolved was because of an alliance that was formed in direct opposition to these evil things. And so I have Jehovah's Witness talking about something. I have David Wilcox talking about something. I have my own upbringing. I have all these other, all these ideas. Everybody is literally talking about the same motherfucking thing, but just calling it something else and saying, well, my idea is right and yours is wrong, but we're talking about the same thing, but it's my perspective is right. And places like Antarctica and space are forbidden for us. You all, we can't go to Antarctica. That's the coldest place in the world. You will die immediately. You'll have frostbite. You won't have no fingers or no toes and no tip of your nose left. You'll be so frozen that your hair will freeze. Your eyeballs will freeze. You know, they tell us all these things like, yo, you can't go there. Santa Claus is up there. Can't go there. And that's the conspiracy. I'm so freaked out because I'm like, wait, how is everybody right? So even the people that talk about ancient aliens and stuff are right too? Like what, bitch? Like, is Jesus an ancient alien? Who we just worship because, you know, oh my God. So in my mind, these myths are not mutually exclusive. And when I say everybody is probably right, I mean that we share the same story patterns, but we like to delineate between them. And the concept of the higher self to me is new. And it resonated with me at that time, and it still does today. And I just thought it was our brain power. Like on season one of Center of the Sun, we talked about neuroscience and how David Eagleman suggested that our brains are so powerful that we have not even the modicum of an idea of how it works. But then in season two, I'm looking at all these patterns of how people describe the world, and I'm finding that everybody is kind of talking about the same thing. Jehovah's Witnesses are talking about the same shit as David Wilcox, and they're both sourcing their information from the Bible too. So even though I'm like, well, the Bible was translated, da da da, and it's not real, and maybe not every single thing, but they took some big stuff and kept it. Like, every religion has something coming from the sky. giving us spirit and connecting with us and stuff. That is a, that's not human. Now, is it bad? I don't think so. The Egyptians were so advanced. They claimed to receive divine help. How was that a coincidence? How was that bad? And if you think about it, if you're a Christian, and so say if this is right, so say if it is aliens and Jesus is an alien and not a bad alien, but like, so like Scientologists, we'd laugh at Scientologists because they believe that their God is an alien. Like, this is like, we accept it in one way. So when this dawned on me, I initially was really, really scared because I'm like, wait. I'm accepting ideas that stem from ideas of non-humans being connected to us. And I was like, if I would have known that initially, I probably would have never grasped on the higher self. And that's why the conspiracy, that's what it's a conspiracy to me. If you give me information, if you're trying to manipulate my acceptance of an idea, and you do that thing slowly, and then I figure out that you've been manipulating me for nearly my entire life, I'm going to be like, okay, I don't like mistrust you 100%, but I have to think twice next time. Like, I'm not that dumb. And the only reason why I am not angry is because I have anecdotal evidence. And it gave me evidence last week when I was voting, feeling that spirit of me. I'm like, oh, bitch. I convene with myself. And my higher self intercedes on my behalf all of the time. And yours. Your higher self does too. Do you realize that? Is that a conspiracy to you? It makes me mad. It makes it really mad. I'm like, just tell me. I want more information, not less. And maybe I'll be scared and maybe I'll be doing too much. But eventually I'll get to the point where I'll think about it and I'll be like, okay, consciously I can accept this or not accept this. But don't tell me it's just living in the now and doing this and that. No, you have to live in the now in order to connect with these extraterrestrial beings. God, you have to live in the now to connect with God. And these are just synonyms to me. These are just different words describing the same thing. But we've been told we had a spirit our whole life. Now, we were not told that that spirit is connected to some other larger source of power, energy. So that's why I got some crystals. So I got this crystal called Jet. It's not actually a rock. I spent $80 on little crystals. But I don't wear jewelry or anything. Like, people, yeah, I forgot that people like pay buku money for like real jewelry. I don't wear jewelry. I barely even have piercings. I don't do shit. So it seems exorbitant to me now that I think about it. I'm like, no, people do this all the time, and they actually do it with more evil sources of gems, like blood diamonds and stuff like that. But I got this stone called Jet. It's from the rainforest. I was like, oh my God, it's from the rainforest. Like, give me two, thank you. I only took one because they were $5 a piece. But it was a condensed organic matter from the rainforest, like trees and animals that have been sitting under pressure for thousands of years, probably from prehistoric times, hopefully. Dinosaur bones in there. But I got a piece of stone called Jet because season one, I talked about my ghost encounter in June when I went to a conference for work in Washington, D.C., and I stayed at a hotel that had a ghost myth like four floors up, but I just happened to interact with the little child ghost that was shaking me and playing with me all night, and I was fighting him. But I got a piece of Jet to help me with my psychic interactions, my psychic attacks, because I'm not afraid of all this stuff. And this is when I'm like, anecdotal evidence, like, I know this shit's real, but I just wish they wouldn't manipulate my decision to accept it. They, as in whoever the fuck is making these decisions on what to tell me. But I got a piece of jet to help with the psychic attack, so that's why. It's nothing evil. I'm trying to avoid evil. And I didn't get up and go buy crystals for that purpose, but since I got it, since it was there, I was like, what is that? And they were like, it's called jet. It's from the rainforest. I was like, ooh, from the rainforest? Like, da, da, da. And then I came home and researched it because I got like 10 different kinds of crystals. That's why it was so expensive. But I came home and researched it like normally. YouTube, thank you. And I found out that it helps with psychic attacks because it's a neutral, because it doesn't conduct electricity. It's more neutral. It more absorbs it. It's so beautiful. It's jet black. That's probably why it's called jet. It has a cut in it. And the way it shimmers in the light, I'm going to post it on my Twitter. The way it shimmers in the light, oh my God. You can't even take a picture of it. That's how shimmery it is, but it's jet black at the naked eye. Yeah, but in the sunlight, oof. That's why I picked it up. So if you go to a crystal shop and if you go anywhere and you feel that something organically resonates with you, pick it up. Hold it in your hand and take it with you. Unless it's like someone's in someone's yard or something. Don't get shot. But anyway, what do you think? Am I crazy? Am I cray cray? Please tell me. You can email me your thoughts at host@centersun21.com, or you can send me a tweet at centersun21 on Twitter. Also, thank you again to Knowing Jai for like sending me at Knowing Jai on Twitter for sending me through this freaking rabbit hole of conspiracy theories, because I was going to touch on it anyway, but you gave me the motivation to like get into it and maybe start a series. We'll see. Or either I'm going to start a series on conspiracy theories, or I'm going to start a fictional something fiction. I'll keep you posted. Also, this will be posted live periodically through the day. So keep an eye out for that if you want to see it while you scroll through Twitter. So thank you again for listening. This is season 2 of your favorite Culture, Society, and Science podcast. Thank you for listening. I am CenterSun21 on Twitter, and I will see you next time. Bye-bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you make the brave decision to venture within, you will unlock your true potential so you can push forward with confidence, conviction, and a purpose. For only $1, you can become a Center of the Sun Plus Gold member and get closer to that purpose. No matter how difficult the process may be, remember it's your resilience and commitment that will ultimately lead you to where you want to go.